The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Yeah, we are starting now. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 on a Wednesday. I do love, because I don't think that I've seen it very often, a flustered Sean Pendergast because of onlybears.com. That was the thing that apparently could fluster the great runner of radio, Sean Pendergast.
The sad thing is it's probably out there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. And also, I'm happy. I am somewhat happy to know that apparently our very own John Lopez does not know what a bear is. So shout out to him.
I caught that late.
You just took you a little while. No problem. All right, let's get going here on a Wednesday. 713-572-4610 is the number to text to get in on the program. Also, appreciation to the MoCam Injury Lawyers for the live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. We continue to roll on towards the Ravens today, and we roll on today towards the Ravens mm-hmm. on Sunday. Just want to make sure that I don't think anybody would have heard that and been like, wait,
today.
The game's today?
Yeah.
But I feel like let's do a little overreaction or reality here.
Because we can overreact to the first three games, and we did, or maybe we didn't, but we reacted. And you have the one good game. Is it time to overreact? Is it overreaction or reality? I have some categories for you.
Some
points.
I like buckets that we can separate things into. It's how we learn and understand
buckets.
Our world.
Let's start with the most important one. C.J. Stroud figured it out. Overreaction or reality?
I'm going
to get in on this.
Yeah, I will go with reality here. And it's not even just because he had a good game where he made good decisions, which obviously is beneficial, especially with the system that we've talked about. Hearing him kind of in the postgame almost triumphantly talk about how it's you know, an offense of 1,000 cuts, and then obviously you get an opportunity to strike at some points, and not just because he actually connected, but it's like the process of this all, like the idea that it seems like he feels confident enough with this offense that we know to be somewhat complex to be able to make those alerts and make them on time. And even though, yes, I know it's the Tennessee Titans, that's obviously the caveat that's inherent there. But he was operating that offense, and the offense wasn't operating him as it felt like it was earlier on in the season. That matters to me.
Yeah, I must say reality. I think CJ kind of figured it out. I'm not sure about the whole offense overall if they figured it out yet. I feel like CJ, I think he figured out what to do to kind of get the offense where it needs to be.
I don't want to be the bucket of cold water. You were talking about buckets earlier. I want to believe that it's the reality. I think there are some elements, as you pointed out, that make you want to believe that it's a reality. It has to be an overreaction to me because it really is the Titans.
Sure.
They're awful. They're going to fire their coach. They're just bad defensively.
They might have the number one overall pick again.
I think they're number two or three right now.
They got two players and a possible that you're like, I feel good about.
Right.
That's Cam Ward, Jeffrey Simmons, and then Elijah Manor. It's like, hey, this is kind of nice over there. Yeah. Other than that, everything else can go.
I want to say it's a reality. I can't. Let's see what happens this week and the ensuing weeks. It's an overreaction.
And I'm with you guys on the idea that this does not mean that the offense is all, everything is good. Because, again, the circumstances become a lot more difficult against different teams and different game scripts. But for CJ in particular, I feel a lot more confident that, okay, he can be in that place where
I've
operates.
Been defending him even in the darkest of times, but I just can't go there right
fair
now.
Fair enough, fair.
All right, Woody Marks deserves the lion's share of carries and touches out of the backfield. Overreaction or reality?
That is a reality. The only thing that stopped me on that is I do wonder how much that changes in an instance where you might need to, you know, use a battering ram, and he is not the tool to be a particular battering ram.
Yeah.
But in most other circumstances, he can run outside, good vision, good bounce, good burst, good juice, be able to catch the football, so that's an additional threat to a defense. That dynamism makes the defense have to question what they're doing, and he can pick up the blocks. Like, that's all the things that you need, and he's been effective. I think, boom, you absolutely utilize that, and not to be too crass with it, but now is the time to take advantage of the yards when he's young, when he's on the rookie contract, when he's spry. This is when you take advantage of it.
Yeah, I'm going to say reality, too. I think we definitely need to see more Woody Marks.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you on this one, reality, for sure, for all the reasons that you said. Jalen Knoll should take a few snaps away from Christian Kirk.
I mean, this is a reality just to get his speed and his availability. I'm not as sold on this one as the other ones, and I know that sounds wild because, again, you need to get talented players out there that can get separation. Mm-hmm. I do wonder what it continues to look like with Christian Kirk getting more opportunities with that slot position that is typically difficult to grasp in this. But, no, I do think that just in general, the young talent that you went and got, you need to use it. So I'm with you there.
Yeah, I'm going to say a reality, man. And that was kind of my worry during training camp when I'm saying keep an eye on Christian Kirk. And I was mainly doing that because of the rookies they had. And it looked like these rookies coming with a little more juice right now. I know it's still early and maybe Christian Kirk can come through later on. But, nah, I think it's a reality, man. I think you need to play the players that bring you the most energy, man. And I think Jalen Knoll is bringing that juice.
Real quick, going back, and I see this on YouTube, because I do want to go back to the running back. If you listen to the Mic'd Up with D'Amico Ryans when it came to Woody Marks, on that second touchdown play, D'Amico genuinely sounded, like, astonished. Like, yo, look at that cut. And you can hear him on the headset say, That's your running back, DB. Yeah. Obviously, talking to Danny Barrett, the running backs coach. I don't know if it's like, hey, that's your boy. Like, and you've been advocating for him.
I was going to say that,
or if it was just like, well, there you go, that's your guy. But either way, there's an acknowledgement that he's got the juice.
That's it. Reality. D'Amico Ryans told us on Woody Marks,
Got the juice now.
But with Jalen Knoll,
thank you.
I'm going to say reality too. I think playmakers, speed, all that stuff. Jaden Higgins should replace Xavier Hutchinson.
I mean, that's a reality as well. Again,
that's a layup.
We fall back in with this.
That's a layup.
And the opportunity for deep threat, the opportunity for jump ball opportunities, I think that's very clear.
Yeah, I'm going to say reality too. I think early on we was probably rolling with Hutchinson just because he was the veteran out of the group. But I think these rookies are fine in their way, man.
Give me the speed. Give me the playmaking. Yeah. I'm with you. D'Amico Ryan should not call defensive plays anymore.
That is a reality, because I think that even just hearing him, like, if it was just off of the results of the game, I might go, that's an overreaction.
Yeah.
Hearing the way that he talked about it in, like, the context of developing as a head coach and liking the feel of being able to touch everything, I don't think that's something that you then go back to calling the defense and then not having that opportunity to affect your team in all those different ways.
I think it's a reality too, man. Like I said before, I feel like that's a lot on a head coach plate, especially a younger head coach like a D'Amico Ryans. Hey, trust Burks, man.
He talked about it. I'm going to trust my coaches more, he said, before the season began.
Or at least give him a shot. If the defense looking bad, then maybe you could take it over. But, nah, trust your guys.
No, he did. All right, how about this one? All things being equal, as in injuries, pencil in Juice Scruggs the rest of the way.
I know you said pencil, not pen. I think this is where I will finally put in an overreaction here. I think that as of right now, 100% Juice Scruggs. I don't know that I feel so confident about any of the talent that you have on this offensive line that I go, yeah, that's the guy. Like, I think that there needs to be a healthy a healthy questioning on whether or not you're at this spot. As if it slips in one bit, right, you need to be willing to be flexible, because that was a downfall for you last year, right? The inflexibility when things were going poorly on the offensive line, and we were sitting here pulling our hair out, like, how are you going to sit by mm-hmm. and abide by this? And I say that, and it sounds like it's disrespectful to Juice Scruggs, because mm-hmm. He is doing the job right now, and I want to give him that credit for it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm not so certain that I'm guaranteeing that he'll do the job consistently all the way through the season. If it slips a little bit, here, let's roll this Lakin Tomlinson back in.
I'm going to say reality, man. You can't keep doing this rotating of the guards, yeah. man. I think right now Juice got the juice a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like you say, when you say put them in pen,
sure.
Put it in pencil. Mm-hmm. Just keep them there for right now, man. I mean, if it get bad, then you could maybe go back to Lakin.
Sharpie Juice Scruggs. Sharpie Juice Scruggs.
That's how Lakin okay. said that.
And it's a very simple concept. He's earned it.
Sure.
He's better. Preseason, you know, we never really could tell, you know, until the very end. But four games in, he's been better. He's better than Lakin Tomlinson. Why make a change unless there's a huge fallout or an injury? All right, one more for you. Dalton Schultz should get more looks and plays called for him.
I think that that's an overreaction. Mm-hmm. I think that for what the things that they've asked him to do, I think that he's been beneficial, right? Being in the soft spots of the zone, getting yeah. the ball there. Obviously, there's instances where he's able to take advantage of matchups. I think that's cool. It feels like that set him nicely in. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a missed pass by C.J. Stroud, he has probably about, six receptions for mm-hmm. something like 70 yards? That sounds great to me. Like, that sounds yeah. perfect in what you have from Dalton Schultz. I don't think that he needs to be a feature of what you're trying to do. I think that that consistently is either Nico Collins or maybe a hot hand of one of the younger guys who brings you more explosion.
I am with you, but he's trending in the right direction.
Which is great. Yeah. That's ultimately probably yeah. one of the better case scenarios that you could have asked for, including a willingness to be involved in all the things, to get after blocking, all those types of things.
Yeah.
That is very helpful where Dalton Schultz is right now. All right, a little bit of overreaction reality. Y'all didn't want to overreact on everything. Y'all like everything that we see and within this feels right. Okay, I feel it. So there you go. Getting going here on a Wednesday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, October is here. The Astros not playing baseball. And there's a few things that make you think about the Astros, though. Did the Astros lose when it comes to moving on from Kyle Tucker and Alex Bregman? Or do you still feel good about it? 713-572-4610. We talk about that next on in the Loop.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Happy Wednesday. You are in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. You know what it is. John Lopez, Reginald Attitude, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you. Astros not playing postseason baseball. In fact, you know what? I hate to start here, but you know what? I'm going to turn my attention elsewhere and bang on somebody real quick. If you could, Figgy Fig, can you give me the audio from Fox 13 Seattle? Because listen to what these dorks did to start their broadcast. Like, again, Seattle ain't made the playoffs since 2001. Mm. They had, if I remember correctly, the longest streak of missing the playoffs.
Yeah, I think so.
Of professional American sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is how they decided on Fox 13 in Seattle to start their broadcast in the sports portion of this. This is how it sounded.
I will admit it's a bit unorthodox to start the show with anything aside from the Mariners, but we thought it was even more important to provide you a game-by-game schedule for the Astros postseason this year. So here you will see what Houston will be up to over the course of the next couple weeks. Clearly looking like they will be undefeated on the road to, well, nowhere, but undefeated nonetheless.
What a dork.
I hate this term, but is that rent-free?
I feel like it.
Is that rent free?
Right, and I wasn't even trying to do that. I was like, it's not even necessarily about the Astros, but it kind of is. It's like, what a dork. Like, how much of a loser do you have to be like, yo, we finally did. You could really celebrate.
Yeah.
Seattle Mariners doing something special.
Yeah, and then where do you go?
Dork.
There.
And, in a weird way, I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, damn, we was that dominant? Because something just being in the mix.
That hated.
Yeah, just being in the mix, it's like, all right, we went to the playoffs 8 straight years and all this other stuff, won the division 8 straight years, all that. But I'm like, damn, y'all was really feeling like that?
That's the first thing you did.
Wait, like, and this is the thing. I'm not saying that you can't have your hate or talk your talk, right? Like, I appreciate that about sports,
eventually.
Right? I see Rob saying that Houston deserves it after the see you later thing last year. Okay, like, this is how you decided to start? You're like, all right, I could talk about the Mariners, but let me start by talking about what a dork.
Yeah. And then remember the, I guess we'll never know.
Yeah.
See, well, I mean, look, the Astros deserved a little bit of this, like you said, but to lead, the lead.
Yeah.
Because again, if you, like, let's say that the Mariners had made the postseason last year, I'd still see it. This is the first time since 2001.
Yeah.
What were you doing in 2001?
2001?
I was trying to make sure I passed my classes so my mama didn't whoop my ass.
I'm going to have to look
that up. I was in sixth grade in 2001.
Yeah.
That was the last time y'all was in the playoffs, and I'm a grown-ass man now. Grown-ass man with a house.
Yes.
And yeah,
paying a mortgage, man.
Yeah. I hear you 979. Have y'all heard Sean and Seth's Pettycast kind of the same thing? Do they lead the show with it?
Yeah,
You didn't even start with yourself. Yeah. That's the thing that I didn't get. But let's talk about the Astros then, because when it comes down to the Astros and the way they went about the season, there's some things that obviously need to be evaluated, and Dana Brown has talked about. And in fact, Dana Brown, I imagine, is being evaluated because he
sounded a little nervous.
Why would he?
He should be.
Should he not?
He sounded a little nervous.
I'm not saying he should get fired, but he should be nervous.
Yeah, the way he was like, I'm not going to talk about it. He said, I don't want to talk about it right now. Follow-up should have been like, oh, can you let me know when?
Yes.
Can you let me know when?
So when's the best time to talk about it? When can I ask you about this?
Yes. I saw our guy Spo mention this because Dana said that, I anticipate being the general manager today and the day after that and the day after that. And Spo was like, all right, so that takes us through Saturday. What after that?
Yeah.
And I was like, yep, fair enough.
I anticipate on the cover of GQ. I mean, you know.
That'd be a very interesting cover. A couple of moves that were made by this organization was moving on from Kyle Tucker, moving on from Alex Bregman. Both of them played yesterday in postseason, although it was wild card, but postseason baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still feel good about those moves at this point? 713-572-4610.
Well, it's going to take a few years, of course. But do you feel like the Astros won or lost? Let me lay it out.
The trades or the move on?
Okay, so the trade of Kyle Tucker, Alex Bregman goes free agency, and then they make their corresponding moves. But the Tucker deal, you got Isak Paredes, Cam Smith, and Hayden Wesneski. How you feeling about that right now?
I still feel pretty good about that. Isak Paredes was one of, if not your best players all year. Mm-hmm. Cam Smith is going to be a valuable part of helping you bridge your time into whatever your next iteration of really and truly winning and contending is. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to get into the weeds on whether or not the window is open, whatever. But like the next opportunity that you have to really be a big contender, it feels like Cam Smith will be a part of that. And honestly, I had forgotten about Hayden Wesneski, but he was good for you as a pitcher.
He also had Tommy John surgery.
He did. Yeah. He did. And returned to baseball is one of those things that they need to evaluate.
One of many.
It's one of those things that they need to evaluate. But I like all of the pieces that you got. And Kyle Tucker also missed time with injuries. Like
he's slumped at the end of the year.
So I'm still good with that deal.
Okay, but 100%. Here's where I'm going with it, Figgy. The breadth of it, you know, the combo of you lose Bregman, you lose Tucker. So I mentioned what you get back in the Tucker deal. Ultimately, after Bregman left, you get Christian Walker, and then the Altuve stuff happens, you know, because they're trying to accommodate, you know, Paredes and all this other stuff. So he, you know, because they're working on all these back deals, maybe Bregman comes back, maybe he doesn't, but then he goes, and you have Altuve already committed to left field and all that stuff and DH. So how do you feel about the combo of losing those two guys and ultimately you end up with, like I said, you know, Paredes, Smith, and Wesneski, then Christian Walker and the Altuve.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The Bregman one hurts more for me than the Kyle Tucker one. I mean, we all had the conversation about how Kyle Tucker seemingly was just not going to happen with him returning here as well. So I appreciated them getting value, and it seems like good value out of that. It's the Alex Bregman that's rough because that falls even more in line. Like, again, you got something for Kyle Tucker. That was the one that fell in line with the MO that has been established of seeing George Springer watch, seeing Carlos Correa walk, even though he ultimately comes back this season, right? That was the thing that hurt because you could have had him remain with the team.
Yeah, I think it depends on what type of direction the Astros is going. Like, if you're going to try to, you know, re-up a little bit, try to kind not a full-blown rebuild, but just kind of stock up a little bit so you could be competitive for the next, let's say, 5 years, then I think they're in the right direction. I think it's good, but if the Cubs and the Red Sox make it to the World Series, then it's hard to say they lost the trade.
Well, that's where I am, and that's why I wanted to talk about this, because a lot of times, all of us in sports, it's about how it makes you feel.
Sure.
You know, how you feel, what you think in terms of, you know, where they are and where you are. I can't downplay the fact that the Astros fell on their face, you know, collectively at the end of the season. And these two dudes I was watching on TV yesterday in the postseason, and it's just how it makes me feel. Like, Tucker probably never was going to be here, and they traded him. I mean, I guess you could have, but Bregman could have and was going to be. I mean, would things have been different?
He came up with a big hit.
But I know he did. Would things have been different? And I can't get over that.
I mean, it's quite possible that things could have been different. And again, I was never very fond of losing a guy of that caliber for nothing, like that talent drain that happens with an organization. I think that's where you've been and why you look at the fact that it's hard to make trades at the trade deadline, and you're looking at guys that are coming up, and they're coming up as kind of spot fillers as opposed to what you had done for years and years and years, where the next guy that came up would actually just hold on to that spot and be your next everyday starter at that position. That's the one that hurts me. I hate to separate them out because I think you're going to try to do them in tandem, but I think it's one I'm cool with. The other one is what hurt me. And you're seeing it also because you look at kind of, and I don't think you can make it a one-game sample type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what Kyle Tucker looked like yesterday. Look at what Alex Bregman looked like yesterday. And those are the things that we've kind of looked at and expected when they were here, and that I think you would have expected for them carrying
on. And I know you're not a big fan of, like, this player has it. I get it. And I think some players have a little extra something internally. You don't. That's cool. I don't mind that. That's a disagreement. But you can't deny Alex Bregman has played 9 full MLB seasons and been to the postseason 9 times and won 2 World Series. Is it a coincidence? Maybe some. But it's also a little Alex Bregman.
It's sure. A little him. I think we'll agree on just like the intangible things that he clearly brought to the table. And this is we talked about this when there was an opportunity for him to be re-signed here. And all through that period and the decision, or like the places where we were trying to gauge what their decision was ultimately going to be, these were all things that we brought up. Those were clearly things that it felt like we missed with this team. Because I do wonder, right, if Alex Bregman is at the hot corner opposite Christian Walker, is he somebody that can help Christian Walker get out of that place that he was at?
This is
true. I don't know, right?
Some
like
pitching.
Some of that pitching.
He changed Hunter Brown.
Right. Is that something where he can help? Like, I don't, and this feels kind of paternalistic almost. Is he someone that can help the mental facilities of Framber Valdez? Is he somebody that can help even Lance McCullers?
Spanish.
Like, is it somebody that can help Lance McCullers find a little bit of level even? And that's asking for a lot for him, but you go from, no, there's no way a fielder can do that, to Alex Bregman, maybe, and that matters. Like, that feels like that matters. And I guess I have to apologize for incorrectly saying the Mariners had not made the playoffs since 2001, hadn't won the division. Still, you sound like some losers. That's ultimately what I have to say there. And is this good enough cope? Somebody said, unlike the teams in the playoffs except for one, the Astros will win the season, finish the season with the win. Is that good cope or is that bad cope?
Yeah. That's bad coach.
Okay, fair enough. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, in honor of another baseball team, the Yankees, what's the dumbest coaching or managerial move that you've ever seen? 713-572-4610. Let's discuss that next. Question of the day. What are the dumbest coaching or managerial moves that you've ever seen? 713-572-4610 is the number to text. It feels like you might add another one.
That's a can of worms.
Yeah, it feels like you might add another one to the ledger here.
Mm-hmm.
After yesterday, the New York Yankees got out there and got a fantastic, phenomenal outing for Max Fried, and yet he doesn't get a victory in large part, or maybe in part, because it's probably the noble tiger that they put up in the ninth probably also has some.
I knew you were going to say that.
Of course I did. I mean, it's in the notes. You see it.
See
but, yeah, Max Fried gets out there. He goes six and a third innings, 102 pitches, and then he is pulled from the game. And at that point is when you start seeing the runs come up for the Red Sox, and they're able to get the victory versus the Yankees in game one of their wild card series. And so there's a lot of people, obviously New Yorkers, that are absolutely torching Aaron Boone for this decision.
They should.
You think so? You're on side. You're on that side.
Breaking news. Yeah. They torching Aaron Boone.
No, yeah, that's right.
They always do that.
But in this case, we would be. This was every bit the numbskull move that Aaron Boone gets.
Is this a fireable offense if they lose this series?
Let me put it this way. If they lose this series, he's getting fired.
But I don't think that would be inherently just because of this.
But this would maybe be like the tipping point.
Yeah, this is the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Yeah,
that's
a better way to put it. But because what are you waiting for?
Well, you know, you got to make sure that you save Max Fried for his outing in March. Yeah, 100%. You got to make sure he's ready.
What are you waiting for? He threw 102 pitches. He's dealing, like absolutely dealing.
It started to look a little shaky there.
Well,
towards the end,
Boone said afterward, you know, maybe he lost a little control. I didn't see it.
But then also, that's where I do wonder if we, and I know who's saying this, so it sounds a little crazy. If we might be getting a little too analytics crazed, mm-hmm. where you might just need to use your gut in that moment and be like, hey, he is a really good pitcher and he will figure some things out here right now.
It was a bad day for analytics.
Now, if it would have helped also if the Yankees had given themselves some run support or given him some run support so that you could feel a little bit comfortable with him having a little margin, which I think you can also bring back to Aaron Boone, because why is Jazz Chisholm not playing?
Jazz Chisholm, I'm glad you said that. That's
you got a 30-30 guy that, yes. you're not playing. Why?
Yes. And by the way, you're not playing. Oh, they're facing a lefty. He had started 26 of 27 games, the last 26.
I think it was 27 of the last 29.
27 to 29, whatever it was, against lefties. And you put a 30-30 guy on the bench who was hot, by the way. He couldn't even look the reporters in the face. He was answering the question, but with his back turned afterward. Aaron Boone, the New York Post called it a boondoggle. Awesome headline.
Solid
headline. Like, this will be the tipping point. This is it. It was a stupid. By the way, that's three, I think. Garrett Crochet, he was at 100 pitches. Alex Cora didn't even have anybody warming up.
Let him go.
Because he knows. What are we waiting for?
Right, and I see you 281, because I generally agree with the idea that 102 pitches is a lot for modern pitchers, but it's like, it's not because they can't handle it, it's because the kind of sports science has seemed to indicate to teams that it allows you to have the best opportunity in theory to find some, you know, find success as you continue on. And obviously,
I mean, that's cool in the regular season.
Yes. Right. This is where you throw abandon, right? Like,
I
you
totally
are in the wild card
in the regular
right
season,
now.
Man. If he got a no-hitter and he had 102 pitches in a regular season,
they take him out.
I won't argue with it.
You might even be able to sell me a little more on pulling him after he gets to 100 in a divisional or championship series, because you know he's coming back around after game one.
Yeah,
it's a wild card. We got a few games. No, you
got
to get
it
where
you one
live.
More game.
Get
and
it
it's
right
over.
Now.
They're on the brink.
Yeah,
they are on the.
You got to win two.
Right, like if it's like, yo, we had him go out there a little longer, so we can't start him.
He ain't pitching again in the series.
The divisional,
he might not be pitching again this season.
Right, like if we win the game, we send him too long. We can't have him earlier on in the series when we get to the divisional round.
Yeah,
that's fine. Mm-hmm. We'll figure it out. But let's get to the divisional round, and he didn't give himself an opportunity
Dumb.
To do that.
What's the dumbest? That is on the list. Speaking of baseball, we mentioned it earlier. I hadn't thought of this until Sean said it, but the AJ Hinch, man. Yeah, you know, the AJ Hinch with the Garrett Cole warming and
was it Will Harris?
Will Harris, yeah.
You know, Will Harris said the day before, I don't think no, AJ Hinch said it about Will Harris.
He said he was gassed.
He's gassed.
he threw him out there again.
He's gassed. Okay, let's get Will Harris up. All right, the obvious ones for me that came to mind, dumbest coaching or managerial moves, Pete Carroll, what are you doing? We know it. That's a given. Super Bowl. Or, you know, why are you throwing the ball, et cetera, et cetera. How about Tom Savage? Deshaun Watson in his first preseason and his first season as an NFL quarterback was just cutting up, you know, guys. Just looked like a superstar even from the moment he set foot in Houston. And Tom Savage started the first game. What did he last, a quarter?
A half. Deshaun Watson came out in the second half, and the rest is history.
What a dummy.
Yeah, man. It's just like, look, you're seeing some of that circle back around where you're like, yo, the unwillingness to allow rookies to get in their bags, right? That's one of those things where we made it a lot more difficult than we needed to in that moment. This dude hooping, let him hoop.
Yeah.
One of the ones that came to mind for me goes back to 2020. Do you remember when Kevin Cash rightfully lost his job mm-hmm. out there in Tampa? Because like the one dude that you could look at, because again, you know the way that the Rays work, and they, you know, they money ball it to some degree, yeah. and they build guys up, move them on when they can't pay for them. The one dude that you know has elite level talent in a Blake Snell.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Cash goes, well, it's time to pull him. No. And this is the thing, right? You could compare this to the Max Fried last night, and maybe you could start seeing some signs of loss of control.
Mm-hmm.
Blake Snell was dealing. They just pulled him for the pitches, and I was like, Kevin Cash, what are you doing?
Blake Snell's a badass. He's had a couple of those. You got any, Figgy?
I'm trying to think of one.
One that came to mind for me, and again, some of them are in-game decisions, but a couple of mine are like just sort of broader spectrum, broader picture. Mike Ditka said, I'm going to trade everybody. I'll trade my entire draft. All of y'all can have. You can have all those picks. Just give me Ricky Williams.
Yep.
What are we doing?
Yeah. And just like this is where the draft trade value charts, even though I don't know how strictly or stringently teams abide by those, it's necessary. Because you got to recognize, man, there's so much more value than just getting a running back. And it really does. Honestly, it hurts even more that Ricky Williams went the way that he did. But even if he had played, that was a dumb decision.
Yes.
Like, even if you had seen the effects of the Herschel Walker trade mm-hmm. happening, like I feel like at some point you got to look up and be like, hey, this might not be the best way to go about it. Interestingly enough, you started talking about college and that just stuck in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And especially since this is a Texas Longhorn country, according to Kevin Durant. I did it for the face. That's all I did it for. I will never forgive Mac Brown doing the thing where he kept going to recruits, quarterback recruits, that were tearing it up and being like, would you like to play safety for me? Robert Griffin III, would you like to play safety for me?
Yeah.
Johnny Manziel, you think you can play safety for me? Like, these are kind of different than like what we were talking about, but it is so egregious.
Mm-hmm.
Because in college football, it's all about being able to scout talent and recruit it. You scouted the talent, you just scouted it so wrong.
Got it wrong.
So very wrong. You had David Ash out here throwing a football.
Yeah. Yeah, how about Bill O'Brien? I know there's a number to pick from, but the Kansas City game, the fake punt was just dumb. You know, had Justin Reed blocking with one arm.
Yeah,
that was a bad one.
What about this one? This not necessarily a coach,
mm-hmm.
but when I thought about this topic, I thought about Chris Webber mm-hmm. trying to call a timeout in Michigan.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. That one is absolutely going to be a big one. That pops up. Let's see. From the 832, how about Phil Garner getting a complete pass for pitching Albert Pujols when he hit that home run off of Brad Lidge?
Not wrong, but at the time, I mean, it's freaking Brad Lidge, man. He had two strikes on him. And then what happened?
Don't remind me. And then are there any other ones that come to mind for you here?
Well, like I said, you know, the Pete Carroll one is the mother of all of those to me.
You know what's funny is I was trying to think, like, what are the basketball ones? Because, obviously, baseball ends up being the one where managerial decisions, especially in postseason moments, are those things that are easy to talk about. Football, there's some instances here and there,
mm-hmm.
whether or not to go for it at times or the decision to punt a very – I'm like, do we typically do this with basketball? Because I was trying to think if there were ones that came to mind.
A lot of those might be like matchups. Like, I'm going to lock up so-and-so. I'm going to put so-and-so on this guy. And then they get torched for like 38 or something.
The one I thought about, I think this was 2004, that Olympic team. Remember, it had LeBron, D-Wade, and Larry Brown was coaching.
Yeah.
And he didn't really play LeBron in them that.
Yeah.
And that was like a bad team.
Well, Steph Curry was left off an Olympic team, remember? Because who was the coach? Said he was too small?
I can't recall exactly, but I know. I remember what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Steph Curry's too small. Yeah, but the ball keeps going through the hoop.
Yeah, the game's about getting buckets, big fella. I think we got to remember that. Mm-hmm. Somebody said Popovich taking out Tim Duncan in crunch time when versus the Heat.
The
Ray Allen game. That series should have been over. And mm-hmm. we view so much differently if the Heat win 1 out of 3 instead of 2 out of 4
mm-hmm.
in that time period. That's a really good point that honestly I had not thought about in a little while. Keep those coming.
Oh, wow, it was Mike Krzyzewski.
That was Coach K. Yeah, that was when
Coach K.
Oh, good. Really? Oh.
Good.
Good.
Good. Good. He gets too much. He gets too much praise anyways. Hold that. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us on this Wednesday. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where the Ravens seem to be trying to do the dark arts of picking up people off of the street. And it is indeed time for the Browns to make a change and go to a rookie. Which one? We'll tell you next on Sports Radio 610.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.